Under the plan, cities, counties, villages, and towns would have their tax levies frozen at last year's level. Eau Claire City Manager Don Norrell says even with allowances for city growth, the plan will likely produce a deficit in his city of at least $2 million next year and another couple million the year after that. The alternatives include holding a referendum or cutting services. For now, Norrell says 28 positions will likely be eliminated. He says the worst part of the freeze is that it takes away local control, and it will likely stymie economic growth because it requires that debt payments fall under the freeze.
Which means that if you issue debt, you will do it at the expense of your operations.
Debt, Norrell says, is part of the way cities like his encourage economic growth and company expansion. It's unfortunate, he says, that Republican lawmakers would view debt for economic development as part of the budget deficit problem rather than the solution.
The only way they're going to grow and expand will be if municipalities such as Eau Claire continue to provide infrastructure and support services for commercial and industrial businesses that are coming into the area. So new growth, expansion, that's the only way that the state works their way out of this problem.
Don Norrell favors the governor's proposal, even with its stiff cuts, because it does not include a levy freeze. Still, Eau Claire fares better under Republican changes in the shared revenue formula. In fact, area Republican Senator Ron Brown credits the conservative spending Norrell in part for championing changes in the new shared revenue formula.
Don Norrell, for a number of years, has talked about the need to change the formula so that it is not an incentive to spend, but rather those communities that are conservative will be rewarded.
Norrell agrees with the change in the formula, but remains cautious about unknown details of the fresh plan. While he says growth starts at the local level, Senator Brown says local property tax increases can hurt that growth.
This is a situation in the state where we all have to share in the pain, and there's a deep, deep concern that if we do the wrong thing at this level, property taxes will increase at the other end, and it will drive people away from the state.
Estimates are that without the freeze, property taxes could increase over 9% to compensate for things like lost shared revenue. But Don Norrell is faced with possible cuts in personnel, including four in his fire department, where Senator Brown served as fire chief. And Norrell says others in his position around the state are faced with similar situations.
I think everybody's scratching their heads trying to figure out of what's being proposed right now, how that's going to occur over the next 3 years, because there will be a lot of cutbacks, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of economic growth.
So while the two see the situation differently, Republicans like Senator Brown are in control of the situation in both the Assembly and Senate and will likely get their way.
I think truly the things that have occurred in the past week or so here in Madison, that the sun is finally beginning to rise on that new day in Wisconsin that the governor's alluded to.
Meanwhile, Don Norrell says he's ready to make cuts if residents want reductions in service. Otherwise, saving programs from the budget acts could require passing a referendum. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.